one of the biggest problems that realtors get into, and I love being a realtor. I love my realtor buddies, my family. But when you have an agent that says, I'm going to help my buddy out and manage two of his properties, I'm going to tell you this. I've been a broker for 35 years. I don't understand all the property management stuff. I don't keep up with it. I have a lady that keeps up with all of it on a daily basis. You get yourself in trouble because just what Randy said, things change all the time. He just told us earlier of all the changes going on. If you don't stay on top of it every single day, you're going to not know something. And if you don't know something, that's going to put your client, I guess it would be the person this time, in jeopardy, be the landlord, of doing something wrong and not, you know, getting to be able to evict or not be able to get some money back.
Right, yeah. You go in and you do something wrong. Well, you know, here's the landlord either not collecting rent, they're outside that property, so it's creating liability for you as a property manager that you're not doing it right.
Yes.
You know, one of the biggest things that I've seen lately is improper notification to vacate. There are certain standards you have to meet to vacate, and I've seen, and believe me, these tenants, a lot of them know how to use Google, and they will do it, and they will also contact the Legal Aid of Northwest Texas, and they'll come in, and Legal Aid of Northwest Texas will go through the litany of did the landlord do this right, do this right, do this right, and I've seen them get more evictions dismissed over improper notice to vacate.
Well, and folks, like in San Angelo, I think we have great people. I'm just going to tell you that right now. But in every society, you have a few, and I call them professional, non-paying tenants. They know the law better than we know the law, and they know how to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
So you better know it, too.
Right. You better know it, too, because they know exactly what their rights are. They know exactly what they can do. They'll come in and pay you first and last month's rent, and they know they can ride it for about 4 or 5 or 6 months until somebody gets angry enough to evict them, and then they just replicate the thing. So and that goes to vetting your tenants. Every property manager that vets their tenants well has very few issues. Very few issues. The only time I've seen property managers get in trouble is where they either inherit a property that already has a bad tenant in it, or the property owner overrules the property manager, says, no, go ahead and let them in. They're a friend of the family or something like that. And that's where they get burned.
Every time. I've done that. Randy, we're on the same page. Gail told me I'm not allowed to talk about property management to anybody because exactly they'll say, because they're a friend of mine. And they say, hey, I've got my son moving back. He's had some issues with blah, blah, blah. You know, you've got a place. Can he rent? I say, yeah, he can. You know, I know you. Well, guess what? That's exactly what's happened. Every single time we've not done the credit report, the criminal report. And I just did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. It's mm-hmm. not the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose friendships because then you got to kick them out, and it's just a bad deal.
Yeah, doing a favor for a friend or anything like that. And you know, I'll ask, people ask me, I'm thinking about going into the rental business and everything else. And the first question I ask them, are you going to run it as a business or as a charity?
No, it's a that's a great statement. But I'm going to tell you, one thing is, just like picking a good agent to help you buy or sell a house, and we have several here. I'm going to tell you right now, Gil Moore at my office at Scott Austin Real Estate, Aaron Nelson at Dursky Dursky, and Jim Slaughter at Jim Slaughter. Off the top of my head, I think those are probably the three of the better. There's still some more good ones, I'm sure, I'm not thinking of, but those are three right now I can just vouch for that take care of their business and stay on top of it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, if they don't know who to go to, you've listed several good ones.
Yes.
The San Angelo Association of Realtors has a list of these property managers, and they can call. And
that's 944-2521. And Jessica or Valerie or any of the girls down there can help you with that.
Absolutely.
Perfect point. Okay, let's keep going. We're doing a good job here. Okay, landlord. And let's reinvent what he just said. If you're going to start buying rent properties, you have to run it as a business. You can't be soft-hearted, and I hate saying that because you can't. And I am. That's why I don't do property management, to be honest with you. Because I take the sob story and you can't run it like that.
Right. And I see people that get in over their heads, or there are people that have been doing a good job of managing their own property, and either through health or other things like that, they're no longer able to do it. And that's one of the things where they, when they get in over their heads, a good property manager come in, and people think, well, that's a lot of expense. Well, no, it's not really that much of an expense. My son has owned several rent properties in the past, and he always had a property manager, and they weren't that costly, and it was no fuss, no muss. He didn't have to worry about who put in a house or anything like that. He let them do their thing in a professional manner. They took their percentage, they collected the rent, and sent him the money.
Well, I'm going to tell a story on myself, what you're talking about, why I myself pay somebody to take care of my own properties. How good it is. At one time, see if you remember this, a long time ago, Brightmar Apartments on Chadburn.
Yes.
I used to own those at one time.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. And I thought I could do it myself. I got hammered on a monthly basis, and I lost my tail because I couldn't. I said, well, okay, you can be 2 weeks late. You can, you know. And then the off 25 tenants found out I was that way. And it turned into a nightmare. So I learned my lesson the hard way. So what we're telling you, learn from my mistake. Mm-hmm. Listen to Randy. Get somebody to take care of your stuff for you that keeps up with it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. You'll come out way, way ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you protect your property, and, you know, there's guidelines. If something needs to be fixed, they go through the property manager. They take care of it. Usually there's dollar limits where they'll say, okay, if it's under this much,
yes,
go ahead and fix it. If it's going to be more than this, let's talk about it. And they really work with the landlords very well. And the thing is, you know, there's a bunch of good ones, just like Scott said. So just get you a list, go through, call, and talk to a few of them, find somebody you feel good about, and do that. It's probably the best thing, and will save you a lot of heartache and trouble down the road.
Y'all can't see it because we're on the radio, but you should have saw Randy's face when I said Brightmar Apartments. Like, you know, it was funny. I had to share that.
There's history there. So,
okay, let's kind of recap. As a landlord and a tenant, we want a good solid lease.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Can you go over one last time? We're almost out of time. The things that are fixing to happen in the next few days, 3 months, of the relief.
Right. The new relief, the current CARES Act expires on November 8th. The new relief kicks in on November 9th, and that's $171 million. Most of that is going to go to back rent in Texas. This is just what Governor Abbott, the state of Texas, has gotten from the federal government to assist on all the COVID problems and issues. And the landlords and tenants at that time can apply for this relief and get back rent for the tenants. It's a win-win for both the tenants and the landlords, because here the money is coming in. Tenant can pay their rent, and as you said, the landlord can pay their mortgage, and it really is going to help everybody, I do believe. So that is the big change that's coming November 9th. All of our documentation and everything else is going to change. So that's coming from the court. So just kind of expect that down the road, but right now we're still under the old CARES Act. If they file the relief packet with the court, then that will be automatically stayed unless the landlord objects to that until December 31st. That's under the current system right now.
Okay, and this is where communication is so important. What Randy said earlier, between the landlord and the tenant, help each other, because everybody wins if you do. You got to communicate with each other to make sure you get it done right.
Right. You got to do that. And I still want to reiterate, these relief programs are only for past due rent. A tenant can still be evicted for a violation of the lease agreement, and that there's nothing in the law right now that's going to stop that. And some of the landlords have already wised up to that, and they're not filing past due rent evictions. They're filing lease agreement violations. So just know that.
Okay, one more time. How do they get a hold of you if they have some questions or a problem?
They can call my office at 325-659-6408, 325-659-6408, or they can go to the Tom Green County website under Constables, find Constable Randy Harris, and there is a link to my email address there and the phone number as well.
Okay. We're almost out of time. I'm going to say one thing that Jeremy just told us about, that more people are moving from different states to Texas right now, to our Georgetown. What are the different towns, Jeremy?
Leander,
Cypress, different, the smaller communities, Frisco, to the different communities. So if you're thinking about getting in the rental business, this may be a good time to buy some rent houses too, all the people that are moving here.
Quite possibly. You're seeing that in the news where everybody's moving out of the high-tax states, moving to a place they can afford better.
Hey, Randy, thanks again for being here. Folks, we'll catch you next week.